It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we want to thank our sponsors, SeatSitters.com and Schoolcraft College. And did you know they have amazing programs, Schoolcraft that is, that teach metallurgy, welding, robotics, and other skilled trades? They also have apprenticeships available. So you can work full-time, go to school, and still have time for like a life. You know, family, friends, yeah, all those things, other things we have to do.
Right.
And their classes are so great, and they have such a wide selection. Like, these are just some of them, but I told you I'm taking French. I'm just signed up for French, too. And now I read an article the other day saying, you know, everybody should, everybody should understand economics and statistics. And I'm like, well, I don't understand those things. So now I got to take a class in those.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm probably going to have to start right over from kindergarten for things I don't understand.
But I know Schoolcraft has classes for those.
Wow.
In fact, if anything you are looking for, Schoolcraft has a class for that. So check them out online, schoolcraft.edu. Okay, so I think today's topic is very interesting. It's like a growing phenomena, I think.
I didn't even know what it was when you sent me like what you were thinking.
Okay.
Mommy merch. But yeah, if you Google it, it like comes right up.
It's a thing.
Yeah, I didn't even
know.
And
there's not only is it a huge thing, it's already got factions.
What?
Oh yeah, it's got sides. All right, did you read the article in the New Yorker?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's where I'd seen it, of course. We've all seen it. And we're talking about like those t-shirts that say, this mom runs on coffee, wine, and Amazon Prime.
Or, you know. Yes.
And, or drama mama, hashtag girl mom.
Yes.
Or, you know, all those shirts that say, you know, that are like
okay, almost like identifying us.
Yes.
What we want to be identified as.
It's kind of like your uniform.
Right.
You know, it's like the kids got their little league uniforms or their school uniforms, and this is your mom team uniform.
Well, like for Christmas last year, we picked names from our extended family. We had to get pajamas, and whoever got my name, they got me pajamas that the shirt said, all I want to do is pet my dogs and drink wine.
Okay.
Which is kind of, pretty much sums me up.
Yeah. In fact, what did I get last year? Those socks that said on the bottom, if you can read this, bring me another glass of wine.
Yeah, I have those too. Yep. Wow, I must just be really transparent.
I know. Well, I mean, that stuff is fun, but I guess I thought it was just fun.
I did too, right.
Like, I didn't realize that it had actually become, like, apparently some women started just making t-shirts and selling them on Etsy or wherever.
Yep.
And it turned into like a huge business. And they were just like, this is how I feel. I think some of my friends feel the same way. I'm going to make these t-shirts. And it's because so many other women apparently feel that way. It's turned into a huge business for
them. I think that when I was reading the article, I was like, I have a new business idea for you and I.
Ooh.
We should do like realistic mommy merch, like feeling overwhelmed, want to pull my hair out, but have to throw this birthday party.
Well, except if you read one of the women they interviewed in the article, she says that's the hidden message of the t-shirts.
Right. That's why I said our business should be it, because she was saying, but what I'm really saying, which when I read that, I felt like it's a cry for help.
Right.
Which is what I kind of, I've never saw that until I read this article. Like
right.
When I was
Me
reading
either.
That, I saw it more as like bragging.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing this, this, and this, you know, and really it's like a cry for help. Like I'm struggling. Can somebody help me?
That's what several of the women in the article said, that it was I'm struggling. And I want you to know I'm doing my best.
Right.
That's what this message means. And they said a couple of them were like, when they wear this stuff out in public, other women like give them knowing looks. And one even compared it to like breastfeeding in public. Like if you see a woman breastfeeding in public, and if you are or did, you're like, oh yeah, I'm in that sisterhood. I get you. You know.
Well, it's funny because when you first brought this up to me too, I said that something that I probably shouldn't do is when I see all these shirts that say wine and Amazon Prime or wine and books and puppies, or I always go, okay, so see, I'm not the only one who's drinking wine all the time. Like, I made it make myself feel better about it. Like, okay, see, everybody
it's
has
not
to
just
have,
me.
Right. It's right. Exactly.
My rule is if you have your coffee first, it's good.
See, okay.
Don't have wine before coffee and you're all set.
Oh, yeah. That's a very good rule.
We need to make that shirt.
Yeah, I like that.
Coffee first, always.
Yes.
Then you can have your wine.
Yes. But yeah, a lot of
the
shirts also said like run on coffee.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I'm trying to remember. Support wildlife, raise boys.
Yes.
I thought that was
I saw that
funny.
One too.
Oh, I liked this one. Thou shalt not try me, mood 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's very funny.
It's a good one.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's a very good one.
I'd make one that says too stressed to be blessed.
Oh.
Just flip that around.
Nice.
Too
okay.
stressed to be blessed.
All right. That's hilarious. It is a joke. I like that one though. Like I ain't got time to be blessed.
You
right.
You can use that. I give it to you guys.
Thank you.
Put it
Thank
on your
you.
Put
all
it
right.
on your
and
shirts.
Our new line of clothing.
Yeah. Well, all right. Let's think about what our clothing would say because, like, I understand and I thought the article we'll put a link to the article mm-hmm. on our website because I thought it was very interesting to read because I did not know this, especially, the factions, and I'm sure you're aware of this, Remy, because you're up on everything, are the Pinterest moms versus the Amazon Prime moms.
Oh.
And the Pinterest moms are the ones who will spend a month hand-cutting confetti for their child's birthday party. Mm-hmm. And the Amazon Prime moms order decorations to be delivered the next day.
See, that's so funny because I didn't know there were teams. But, like, I without even knowing this, I've always said to people, Pinterest, I can't even follow it. Like, I can't even do anything. First of all, I barely can work the actual Pinterest site. You know, I'm like, where am I pinning things to? Where's my board? I don't know what happened to it. And then everything seems so, like, much more difficult. And I am definitely the Amazon Prime. Like, every day when I come home, there's, like, a package or two. If there's not, I'm like, what has happened? Where is everything? And then I saw a thing today, which I thought was hysterical. A mom saved up all of her Amazon Prime boxes for the last 6 months, hid them. And then put them all on her porch. So when her husband came home,
oh,
they
that's
had
hilarious.
This picture. And I was like, why didn't I think of that?
Because I thought you were going to say, like, she built, like, a Santa's castle.
Oh, that's
or a haunted
thing.
House.
Right.
But no, just a good practical joke.
She's
you
trying,
know,
to,
girl.
Trying to right. give her husband a heart attack when he came
exactly.
home.
Exactly. That's very funny.
Isn't that funny? But yeah, but that would have been smarter. Like, oh, look, see, all my shopping wasn't for naught. I built a Santa castle out of it.
Exactly. All the neighborhood kids can come in.
Yes. That was my plan all along when I was ordering everything.
I returned half the stuff. I just wanted the boxes.
Exactly.
Well, I guess I feel like I run the gamut. Mm-hmm. I have my Pinterest mom moments, mm-hmm. although I will say I am not very good at them. I have two sisters who are incredible Pinterest moms.
Oh, wow.
They can make anything. And I think I've told you this story before. Maybe not. My sister, this was years ago, when her daughter, who's like now out of college, was little, she built her a treehouse. And a treehouse with a window and a roof and everything in the tree. And then there was enough wood left over, so she just randomly decided to build lockers inside the garage for all five kids. Right?
Oh,
right.
Really?
Just because there was wood there. Like,
oh
would
God.
You ever look at a pile of wood and go, you know, I'm going to build lockers?
Nope. I look at a pile of wood, I'm thinking splinters.
Yep.
Who's moving this?
So
and
both my
fire?
Sisters can make anything.
Well, see, it goes like my, because there's shirts that say like scrapbooker. And you know,
oh, yeah.
My sister was a big scrapbooking person.
Mm-hmm.
I was not.
I tried.
Mm.
It was, I couldn't get into it.
No.
It's not me.
No.
No, I like pictures.
Yeah.
And I like pictures with words, but arranging them and making them look just so, couldn't do it.
I think my son was two and a half when I finally got down to doing the baby book and filling out all the things in it. It was like the best of
intentions.
When
the kid's old enough to be helping you.
Yeah, his mom was awesome at it. She was all about it. She's writing little things, and I'm going to tell you, you know, for when you turn 18, you can like this. It was a cute book. It was really great, but yeah,
okay. Well,
here's a
hint for everybody. This is what I did, being the not Pinterest mom, but not the Amazon Prime mom. I had all the scrapbooking stuff because my sister briefly owned a scrapbooking store because that's how much she was into it, and. Oh. I And after my son was born, like I'd given it a few attempts and I just couldn't do it. So my daughter must have been about 8. And you know how kids are around that age. They love arts and crafts. So I gave her all the scrapbooking stuff and all the pictures. And I'm like, have at it. She did a darn good job.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
And I didn't care what it looked like because I was like, it's her thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Well, I know a couple of my girlfriends and my niece got this machine recently called the Cricut.
Cricut? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My sister has one.
See? So all these crafty people have that. Now, at first, I was like, what? What is the Cricut?
I know.
What
I, know. I still don't understand it.
No.
It like, cuts things out of vinyl, I think.
I have no. But she's. So my niece has made a couple things for us that
okay.
are pretty outstanding. I mean, it's like stuff that you would buy on Pinterest and all that kind of stuff. You just, like, let's say you want, like, the, of course, I'm going to use a wine glass as an example. The tumbler wine glass, like, that don't break. And then you want it to say something like wine mom or whatever on it. Like, she can make all those.
Yeah, she can cut the letter. I've had my sister cut letters out of stuff for me to put on stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it looks very cool. But I just don't think it's something that my brain would know how to work. You know,
I still don't understand how it works. And I've seen in my sister's.
Oh, see, I
so, yeah.
Seen it
so I'm obviously Cricut impaired.
Me, I am. That's what my T-shirt should say.
Cricut impaired.
Speaking of what would yours say?
We should start writing these down.
I'm writing it down right now.
Cricut write down impaired. Cricut impaired. I think that's pretty funny. Right?
Yes, it's very.
I don't know what my shirt would say besides Cricut impaired. Like I'm maybe Pinterest fail. I did do a. Okay, a couple years ago when I was working, I love Halloween decorations.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of Halloween decorations. And so I made the one where you get the pipe insulation stuff and you make a giant spider. I tried making that one. Well, it did not look like the picture at all.
Uh-oh.
And in fact, it looked like a child had made it. And I was showing the pictures at work. And one of the guys at when I was working for the radio station at the time, great guy, great sense of humor. And thank goodness he pointed this out to me. He's like, oh, you need to make that a Pinterest fail. And I'm like, what is that? And he said, that's when you put the original picture and then your picture next to it and then just fail.
Oh, let me guess. Was his wife a Pinterest person?
I have
no idea. How else would he know about the Pinterest fail?
Because he's just one of those guys that he was a videographer. He was up on everything. And so, of course, I got a lot of mileage out of that.
Sure.
Out of my... inability to create a giant spider, but I didn't know that was a thing. Like people trying to, but there's whole shows about that now on TV.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like those cooking shows.
Yeah,
where they try to create beautiful stuff.
Exactly.
And how they fail.
Well,
which
see,
I think I should be on that.
I think my merchandise would be more like, you know, I want to be a runner. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I want to say I'm a. Like,
I want to be a cowboy.
Right. Exactly. Like those kind of. I think those would be my shirts because. But I mean, because a lot of them do have, you know, puppies and wine would
yeah.
be definitely,
yeah.
but I've already got that. I don't know that but I am one of those people that put all those stickers on the back of my car from like where my kids went to school.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Go to school and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I have a couple of friends that pick on me for that. Like, oh, you're going to run out of room soon. But that's really the only, I mean, you know, thing that I think I put out there about myself that people who don't know me wouldn't know.
Okay, I just thought of my shirt.
Okay, good.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to describe it. Try and follow along
right.
here. It's going to say aspiring. So I aspire to be aspiring and then a blank line. And then underneath it in parentheses, insert trendy thing here.
Ah, did you just come up with that now?
Yes.
Dang.
Because I was just thinking about the Schoolcraft thing. Like they teach classes in metallurgy. I'm an aspiring metallurgist.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've yet to take a class, but I aspire to be a metallurgist.
Mm-hmm.
Like I aspire to do all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't have the time and I don't have the skills.
Yeah. I was talking to a friend before today's show and they were talking about someone they know that every shirt they wear has to say something about them. Like, you know, even as far as they were saying that they feel like her shirts have to everything has to be identify her, but it's always through her kids.
Okay.
Like, nut allergy mom.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Mom of a, like, always it's about things that her kids do. Like, all of her stuff identifies her through her kids' identity.
I see. It's funny. I used to wear a lot of shirts like that. That
mm-hmm.
Well, not like that, but that said stuff. Like, I had a lot of Detroit shirts. I had a lot of concert t-shirts and other stuff like that. And then I was watching an episode of What Not to Wear.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And they said no woman. They were addressing a woman. So maybe men, too. I don't know. Maybe there's different rules for men. No woman.
Maybe?
Maybe, yeah. No woman over 30 should wear a T-shirt with writing on it. And I was like, oh, well, that's half my wardrobe.
Right.
So, who makes up these rules?
I know.
Well, they were the they were the fashion police. I mean, it was, you know.
They have badges.
Well, yeah.
Ooh,
I didn't want to get arrested. But then I thought, you know, should adults wear clothes?
As I sit here in my original Star Wars t-shirt,
well,
you know?
Okay, except, okay, pretty but sweet. You're like, look at you. You're a producer and you're an artsy person.
When I was a kid, I said, when I was like a teenager and I learned the word, I was like, I want to be a Renaissance man when I grow up. I want to just do all kinds of things, you know, just be good at a lot of different things. That's kind of what I am.
Nice.
I've done a whole bunch of different stuff.
That is nice. I don't know. So I've slowly been getting rid of mine.
Okay.
But then people will give me some. Like I go to visit my girlfriend and she gives me a gift and she's like, I saw this at Thought of You and it says mornings are made for mimosas. And I'm like, of course you would think about me, but you know, am I going to wear that? Like, I don't know.
Well, see, like I've only really gotten one shirt with a thing on it that I can think of for a gift.
Really?
Yeah. And it was Don't Stop Believing, because that's what I do all the time at karaoke. So
okay,
it's
that's
one of my go-to
really
songs,
cute.
And I do wear that one, but I mainly wear it to like bed and stuff.
I was gonna say, I don't think I've ever seen you
no.
wear it.
No, and then my girlfriend got me another shirt that says, I have a Boston Terrier, but a lot of people think it looks like a French Bulldog.
Uh-huh.
So
they're pretty similar.
They are. Yeah. So she got me a shirt that said, pardon my French.
Oh, that's
funny.
And
it had like a French, so I wear that to bed too a lot, but those are cute. But
okay, but you don't wear them out in public.
No, I don't.
And that's okay, so that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Stacey, you got to wear your mimosa shirt out to brunch sometime. I mean,
oh,
that's a
yeah.
Sunday brunch shirt with like something over it, a cool jacket over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that totally looks like you.
Yeah, well, and that is what I like when I went back to work when I was in radio, I was on a classic hit station. So that is what I would wear to, I guess, look professional at work, is I would wear like a concert t-shirt with a jacket over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, look at me, party. You know, party in the front, blazer on the top. Like,
yeah, exactly. Right.
It was the clothing version of the mullet.
Yes, there
Let's
you go.
Let's just say it.
There you go.
I still rock it every once in a while. T-shirt and a blazer looks cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it
jeans.
Does.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I feel like I'm a grown woman. Should I be dressing like that? Like,
well, you know what you should be doing? Protecting yourself from germs.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about the shirt that just says germaphobe?
Okay, right. Well, you know what? If you see that, you should carry a few extra seat sitters around and give it to people that have a t-shirt on this.
Okay, you know who we need to send one to? I'm going to do a little sidebar thing here. You know, I love Instagram. I was on there this morning, and Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Eugene Levy's son, and one of the creators of Schitt's Creek. He was on an airplane, and he posted a picture, and he said, the guy behind me has wet sneezed about 14 times.
No.
This is me right now. He had a mask on, and I'm like, and I was looking at his seat trying to figure out if it
yes.
was like a seat sitter mask.
We got to send one to him.
I know.
Was it on Twitter where you could?
It was Instagram. I'll share it with you.
Yeah. Or
yeah.
Hashtag seat sitters.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Yeah, do that. So, well, it's the holidays.
You
know, we're
oh,
coming
yeah.
up. And so a good gift is the gift of health to give to those you love. And a lot of times when you're traveling, people end up getting sick because the airline seats have so many germs on it, like you just said there.
Or somebody's sitting behind you wet sneezing.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Isn't that just the worst
just
term, too? Wet
yes.
sneezing?
It's so gross. Let's not say it anymore.
I just got chills.
Yeah,
it's so nasty. But yes, that's what goes on. And then you are so excited for your vacation. You plop down right there in seat G4, not knowing that everyone was there wet sneezing before you,
mm-hmm.
and you know, catch a cold, and then you spend part of your vacation sick. But you don't have to do that anymore because they're seat sitters. It's a kit that comes with a seat cover that you can actually reuse. You can take it home, wash it, reuse it up to 6 times, a tray table cover, sanitary wipes, nut sticker if that's a situation that you might have or someone in your family has, and an allergy mask like you just pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, I don't care if to avoid getting sick, I'll
exactly.
wear an allergy mask.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So for about $20, give or take a buck or two per kit, you can fly healthy. You can get it at seatsitters.com, or you can also get it at bedbathandbeyond.com in the travel section. So get one for yourself and get one for a gift. Seatsitters.com.
All I'm sorry, I do feel the need to point this out.
Uh-oh.
That when the rest of us get on a plane, we're getting in seat 31D, and Lynn is apparently flying private and sitting in G4, which isn't even a real airplane. Like, we know you're flying private now because no real airplane has G4. You've just given it away.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. I'm on a private jet.
Now we know.
I wonder what the poor people are doing.
Yes.
Wait, what are the seats normally? What did you say you're in?
Like, it's always like rows and then a letter, like 31D.
Oh, 31B or something.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm always the back on the wing.
Okay.
Like, always.
Awesome. G4. I don't know. Maybe it's because I just went to bingo last weekend. Even though G4 is not really a number either there for bingo,
Lynn,
but I'm trying to get myself out of this.
The scandal. Lynn flies private.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Check out my Instagram.
I'm going to get you a shirt that says I fly private.
Right.
I want to make up all kinds of shirts now.
I know. But I really want to make up the ones that literally say, I'm literally on my last, like, nerve. One more thing I'm going to blow. You know, I mean, things that are real, really what's going on in your mind.
Exactly.
And if I see one more, you know, happy-go-lucky t-shirt, I'm going to kill her. I mean, things like that would be funny.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I do, I guess, though, I like the idea that... okay, and that's why we started this podcast, mm-hmm. was because we felt like we both were struggling independently.
Yes.
We didn't speak up to each other. And we're like, okay, if we're both in this, mm-hmm. and we knew other friends who were, then there's more.
Yep.
And we need to all talk about these things. So,
So
I like the idea of these t-shirts being... the code for I'm struggling too. I'm just trying to make it work. However, and I do like that maybe they can start a conversation. My fear is like if I saw somebody in a shirt that said, you know, Mamacita needs a margarita or mm-hmm. whatever they say, and I go up and say, oh, you know, I get it. I'm struggling too. And she's like, I just think this is funny, loser. Like that is my
right. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they would really, do they really start a conversation?
See, I thought you were going to say you were going to go up and go, me too. There's a bar next door if you want to just go to happy hour real quick with me.
Well, I guess maybe then that's the way to do
it. But I think that if the shirts actually said more of the feelings, like I'm tired of competing or I'll never look like a real housewife, even though I am a real housewife.
Yes.
You know, those kind of things.
Oh, I did have one of those, too.
Oh, what did it say?
It said real housewife of, and then it was the blank thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I always feel like I can never, like, these real housewives don't look like any of the real housewives.
Well, of course not.
I know, so that makes it more unfair.
Do real housewives have staff? No.
Not the ones that I know.
Exactly.
And most of the real housewives I know are married.
Well, yeah.
Hence the word wife.
Wife. Yeah.
But on those shows, a lot of them are not married.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I feel cheated.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's
But I
false
feel like to say the reverse of what those shirts are saying, like I'm overwhelmed or it almost has like a negative, like you feel like you aren't as capable as someone else or.
Well, and that's what one of the women that they interviewed said. She said it serves a purpose because we all have to act like we're a stay-at-home mom, but have a full-time job. And our hair and makeup have to be perfect, and our house has to be spotless, but we're also supposed to be working all the time and afford daycare. It's like there's no way to, for lack of a better word, there's no way to win.
No.
There's no way to get ahead because the bar keeps moving.
Right.
And there are people out there with staff. And, mm-hmm. you know, and trying to look like they're pulling it off all on their own.
Well, that's the thing. I think that a lot of people give, like, false impressions.
Yes.
Like, on the outside, they look like all of this is together. And the inside, you know, they're, like, dying. You know what I mean? Or, like, super overwhelmed or asking for a lifeline or needing someone to talk to and, you know, not wanting to say, I can't do all this. Like, how I'll look at some of my friends. I'm like, how are they doing it?
I know.
How
we did that as a topic.
Yeah.
Those people who managed to get all that stuff done. And I'm like on number two of my to-do
list. Yeah. It's like, how is that happening? And I think I have pretty good time management. So I see those shirts and for the most part, up until we decided to do this as a topic, I kind of just took it, you know, lightheartedly.
Yeah.
But now that I started thinking more, you know, deep into it, you know, it makes it sound like, A, it's okay to drink, which is what I took from it, and B, you know, wow, I always wish that, like, I could have a shirt that says, I don't run until I run on,
unless
something that makes me sound more athletic or...
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
I only run when something's chasing me.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Like a beer chaser.
Right.
I don't know. There's something
kind of
there.
Yes,
okay,
I like that.
So watch for our line of t-shirts.
Yes.
We'll be promoting those soon. If you have any ideas, we would love to hear them. We will give you full credit on the back of each shirt. And please check out our website. You can get to all our social media from there. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic. Like, is this you? And what do you think about it? And do you wear these shirts? And what do they mean to you? And what team are you on? Are you Team Pinterest or Team Amazon Prime? And thanks for being here today. We'll see you next week.